So now, how will God solve that? He already has these 70 elders, but Moses is just crushed by the sense of burden that everyone is unhappy. There aren't 2 million cases. There's one case, and it's a 2 million person size case. And he says, I can't handle this. And so what God does, Numbers 11, verse 16, verse 17, verse 24, he says, gather these 70 men, bring them together to me. Verse 17, I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit that is upon you and will put the same upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. The problems, the bad heart of these people were too much for one man to bear. It had to be divided up, and it had to be with the Spirit enabling him. Well, there is a man who can take all of our problems, all of our wayward hearts, all of our fussy, frustrating hearts. And this man was the man in whom the fullness of the Spirit dwelt. And that is, of course, Jesus Christ in the gospel. He not only took on the burdens, the complaints, the unworthiness of us, but he took on our sins. He took on our punishments. And he did it willingly. Moses says, I'm not willing to do this. Just let me die. Christ said, I'm willing to do this. Let me die. And because he did that, and because now, if you believe on Christ, you have this fullness, not of the Spirit of Moses, you have the fullness of the Spirit of Christ in you. It's not just on 70 elders out of 2 million people. It's on every child, every man, every woman who professes and knows Christ. You have the Spirit of Christ. That's why Christ had to die, be raised from the dead, and ascend into heaven. From heaven, he said, he would ask the Father, and they would send the Spirit into you who believe. You have his Spirit in you. And so you can face your baby, your fussing baby, your 5 fussing babies, your 2 million fussing babies. You're not alone in it. You have the Spirit of Christ. You are in a company, not just the 70 elders, 70 people. You are in the people of God, all of whom are equipped. So you have his Spirit in you, and you're with the fullness of his people and his body. So let's thank the Lord for that. Lord, we thank you that you are a wealthy, wealthy Lord and King, and that you have shared the inheritance with your sons and daughters. You shared it early, and you are not dead, you are alive, and you've brought us into the fullness of the riches of our inheritance, and there's yet more to come. But even now, we have been greatly blessed. We have an abundance. I thank you tonight, Lord, for the joy of our salvation. And we do have sorrows. We do have tears. We live in the veil of tears. But we also have a joy inexpressible, a joy at times that sings at the same time that our sadness is sounding. But we do thank you for this joy, the lasting joy that cannot be taken away by the world or by any of the troubles that we have. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.